shouldn't have argued with Caden about going to church. That's not a very good way to share Jesus.
You're right. Going to church isn't the most important thing. Knowing Jesus is. Guess what? You're listening to the one and only Keys for Kids, and my name is Zach. I'm so glad that you're listening today. Let's get started. Do you ever get mad when one of your friends says Christians are weird or church is dumb? It's not any fun to hear someone say something like that. But instead of arguing with them, why not ask Jesus for help to show them his love? The most important thing isn't for your friends to think that church is cool. The most important thing is to show how great Jesus is. And when you do this, you'll be helping them see Psalm 34, verse 8, which says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good." So we're going to find ways to show Jesus to your friends, just like our story today, which is entitled, "Come and See." "Hey, Caden," Antonio called as he caught up with his friend in the school hallway. "There's going to be a special kids program at my church on Sunday. Why don't you come?" "Nah," said Caden. "I'm going to watch the baseball game on TV. Nothing's going to get in the way of me watching the Tigers," he laughed. "Even if there wasn't a game, I wouldn't want to go to church. It seems pretty silly to me."
"Church isn't silly. It's great," said Antonio.
"Church is a big waste of time," Caden insisted.
"No, it's not."
"Yes, it is."
"It's not. You don't know what you're talking about because you never..."
"Forget it, Antonio," said Caden. "I'm not going."
Antonio felt bad as Caden walked away.
"I wish he'd come, but I shouldn't have argued with him about it," he thought.
He remembered the Bible story they talked about in Sunday school a few weeks before, about Philip and Nathanael. When Philip told Nathanael about Jesus of Nazareth, Nathanael said, "Nazareth? Can anything good come from there?" But Philip didn't get angry. He simply said, "Come and see."
Going to church isn't the most important thing anyway, Antonio thought. Knowing Jesus is. Maybe if I'm just friends with Caden, he'll come to see that knowing Jesus is a good thing.
"Caden, wait up," Antonio called, running after his friend.
"Look, I'm sorry I argued with you about coming to church. I really do think you'd like it, and you should come sometime and see for yourself. But this Sunday, how about coming to my house after I get home from church? We can watch the game together."
"Even if I don't go to church with you?" Caden asked in surprise.
"Sure," said Antonio. "What kind of snack should I ask my mom to get?"
He knew it was going to be a good Sunday.
So how about you? Have you ever invited friends to church and told them about Jesus? If they laugh and say you're silly, don't argue. Keep being a good friend to them and love them like Jesus does. After a while, your friends may be curious and willing to come and see what church is all about. And best of all, they may come to know Jesus too. Once again, our key verse.
Psalm 34, 8. "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good."
And our key thought today, be a friendly Christian.
Hey, what are your plans for the summer? Have you thought about it yet? If you don't want to be bored and instead you want to have some real fun, it's not too late to join my Word with Zach summer reading program. Read the Keys for Kids devotional and your Bible every day in the months of June, July, and August, and you'll get a prize from me each month. I'll send a reading calendar to help you keep track of how you're doing. And if you can do all the devotionals for those 3 months, I'll put you in a special drawing for a Kindle Fire. That's right, you can win your own tablet just by reading. So if you want to avoid wasting time and being bored this summer and you'd rather have some fun winning prizes, then join me on Word with Zach. Just ask your parents to sign up at wordwithzach.org. That's wordwithzach.org. Well, guess what? My name is Zach. I'm glad you listened today. We'll see you right back here on Keys for Kids tomorrow.